around this time when we talked to you, you said, yeah, I'm still don't feel like I'm there. I'm still kind of thinking about things. You looked a lot more comfortable on Sunday. How are you feeling 1 week later?
To tell you the truth, I'm feeling more comfortable now each day. Yesterday was one of my best days out there running routes and transitioning and coming in and out of my breaks. So I'm excited about that. Today's practice actually went good. It feels good. My legs are feeling good. So I'm feeling much better than I was last week.
In terms of chemistry with Matt, you've had more time to work with him. I mean, how's that coming along?
That's going great. Now I know what he wants on certain routes. I know what his timing is and how he's getting the ball out faster than what I was predicting it was 2-3 weeks ago. I'm learning all the signals now. They switched it up on me since last year, but now I know all the signals, so that's going good, and I'm excited about it.
So you had to do a lot of studying, huh?
A lot of studying with Matt into the meeting room. Just a little extra 5 minutes with him and going over things and what he's thinking on certain routes or certain plays or certain coverages.
This team has a chance to get back to 500. I know it's not the ultimate goal here, but given where it started, how gratifying is that?
Oh, man, this goes back to where we wanted to be at the beginning of the season. And we know the start, slow start. We're definitely coming back together as a team. And like I said, that Monday after the Vikings game, really everybody just put their mind together and wanted to, like, hey, we could turn this season around if we wanted to. And right now, it's what we're doing.
As CJ continues to get better, run game improves, that you would think would open up things, play action down the field for you guys. So can you talk a little bit about how that opened things up for you down the field?
Oh, man, that's wonderful for us. We want that one-on-one coverages because we know we got good receivers and we know that we can beat corners on one-on-ones. We got great receivers on both sides, even in the slot. So that's exciting to see, to get that 8-man in the box to stop CJ. And then once our receivers explode off and make some plays, they got to back out. And then we got to put out our guy 28 in the backfield to go to work.
Yeah.